When her son died of an overdose in 2016, one mother made it her mission to keep fighting for those struggling to recover from opioid addiction. WXXI's Veronica Volk reports.
For Simone Okram, the moment of recovery that interests her the most is the turning point.
What was that moment where you said to yourself, I'm done, I have to go into recovery?
That's the focus of her new series, Chasing Nirvana Clean. It's a series of essays and photographic portraits chronicling people's battles with opioid addiction. The project usually starts with an interview.
Usually my first question is, where did it all begin? And the reason I say that is because I want them to have the opportunity to be able to tell their story also of how did they enter the world of drugs and alcohol.
That's the kind of thing Okram says could be used to prevent other people from taking the same path. Okram also takes portraits of her subjects.
I was really a macro organic photographer. I took very close-up pictures of like flowers and things like that. So I got to get that, you know, get to have that side because I really didn't do portrait photography until this project.
And in this project, Okram does capture very close-up accounts of the people she profiles and their stories of recovery and redemption. It's a way for her to give back, she says, after losing her own son in 2016 to an overdose.
And it was hard because he was a very productive person. He always had a job. And if you didn't know him, you probably wouldn't know he was struggling with addiction. And the last picture I took of my son, all I could see was hopelessness. And, you know, it's a shame. But he was a real fighter. And there wasn't a day he got up that he didn't try to fight it, you know. But that fight, sometimes it's too hard to fight it by yourself.
Her son's death became a turning point for her. It also happened at a moment when the country was experiencing its own turning point, a reckoning with the seriousness of opioid abuse and addiction.
We have gone from living in the darkness, truly, to now saying, this is a real thing. And if it's not in your family, you're either not looking around hard enough or somebody's keeping a really good secret. And this is what happens. But if it wasn't for people who have passed away from this horrible disease, there wouldn't be so many people out there today helping other people. It's all about transformation, and that's what recovery is transformation.
Okram's Chasing Nirvana Clean project is currently on display at the Flower City Arts Center or on the web at chasingnirvanaclean.org. It's free because she says she wants everyone and anyone to have access to these stories.
I don't have anybody in my project that doesn't give back in some way, and it's just amazing. So I want to be able to give that to other people because I couldn't find that for my son and my son couldn't find that. So it was a way of continuing my fight for recovery, but doing it on a more public fight rather than a personal fight.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.
This story is part of our series of reports on New York's opioid crisis, a partnership of public broadcasting stations across the state working to draw attention to this public health crisis. There's more at WXXI.org/opioids.